USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big elections in Florida now settled nearly 2 weeks after Election Day. Ron DeSantis facing no more obstacles to become Florida's governor as Democratic opponent Andrew Gillum conceded defeat over the weekend. And now U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the Democrat, has conceded to his challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott.
I will continue to fight on and on for the inalienable human rights that are the soul and glory of the American experiment. Civil rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, and the sacred right to vote. We must end all forms of voter suppression.
The death toll from the campfire in Northern California is now at 77, and nearly 1,000 other people remain unaccounted for as the day begins. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Trump sits down for an exclusive interview, which airs on Fox News Sunday. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade. The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's donating nearly $2 billion to Johns Hopkins University to help low-income families pay for college. Bloomberg also still considering a 2020 run for the White House. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The House Ethics Committee rules on a pair of investigations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The ethics panel announcing that Democratic Representative Ruben Kiewin of Nevada violated House rules by making persistent and unwanted advances towards women who were required to interact with him because of their professional responsibilities. He's refused to resign, but says he will not be seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee is also sanctioning Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina, saying he failed to take decisive action to deal with complaints regarding a key aide. He must reimburse the U.S. Treasury for part of the salary of that chief of staff. Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Chris Barnes.
A $70 million lawsuit filed on behalf of seven women against Dartmouth, alleging sexual misconduct by three of their professors. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.